What's the show called again?
The Pleasure Is Ours.
I think I know how we're kicking it off. You already know. The pleasure.
The pleasure is ours. And we're hit it, Blake.
Horny.
Guys, there's no soundboard on the pleasure is ours, okay?
Yeah.
So
we have to make our own soundboard.
Yeah, it's a different animal. It's not the same. I feel naked.
And it's because you forgot or because you just we've decided that? What's the deal?
We weren't gonna do that for this, no?
Yeah. I just felt like we could kind of make our own soundboard.
Yeah. Okay.
Which is the perfect segue to this week's they're called pieces of advice, but really they're old wives' tale would be a thing we wouldn't call them.
Now, I'm going to stop you there, because is it wives' tale or why? I always thought it was a wise tale.
I always thought it was a wise tale, like an old man who told an old tale, and you must listen to him because he's so old, and you're like, okay, this grandfather has wisdom.
I thought it was the gals were getting together, chit-chatting, you know, been in some stories and they came away with this.
I think it is that, Blake, but it's also like kind of a shot where it's like it's an old wives' tale, like they don't know what the fuck they're talking about because they're usually based like
So it's
they're
sexist.
Usually wrong. Yeah.
Oh, dang. Okay.
So let's change it to wise tale.
We're changing it to wise tale. And
wise
this
wives.
Week is
should that be the thing we change this week then?
No, I don't know if we're going to talk. I think we got to talk about
the saying?
The saying.
Oh, let's drop it. It's hot this week.
Fucking hyped it up
so
much.
Hot.
I don't know if the community can even handle this hot.
The saying. Wives' tale.
It's a classic, too.
Which one is it? I literally forgot.
Guys, are you ready for the hot drop? It's that there. You've heard it before. You've heard it several times. Everybody...
You've heard it 3 to 4 times.
Your creepy uncle has whispered this to you many times.
I'm at the edge of my seat, boys.
Guys, hit him with it.
Yeah, go for it.
There's plenty of fish in the sea.
What does it mean?
What does that mean?
So I just got married, and I got married this past weekend.
Congratulations.
You guys were there.
Beautiful fish.
Thank you. And I caught a nice one, dude.
Reeled her in.
So this is a weird one for me to kind of wrap my head around, because I just got a keeper, and I really like that fish.
Right.
So,
But we're going to talk hypothetically.
Of course.
No. This is specific about my life. And,
sure. Okay. Well, in that case.
Specificity is what's important here, guys.
Absolutely.
And I feel like this is what we got to dissect. There's plenty of fish in the sea until you find one that fits in your tank perfectly.
Your cooler that you bring home. And then you fillet it up.
And that's until you look overboard and you see a couple more fish. And you're like, wait a minute.
See, that's the thing. You got to quit looking overboard, man. That's the thing.
The context of this saying is usually when you've been dumped, correct? Like, and you're like, oh man, like she or he just dumped me. And it's like, yo, relax. There's other fish in the sea.
Yes. Right, it's a way of making a person feel better about loss of a relationship.
Right. It's like, look, humans don't like you. You just go stick your dick in the ocean and see what nibbles.
Yeah.
Check out the koi pond.
Is that what it is?
Is that the new version?
Yeah.
Hey, humans don't like you. Go stick your dick in the ocean and wait for a nibble.
Bro, and if you're not even near an ocean, just go find the nearest koi pond.
A river, a lake.
Go to a P.F. Chang's.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
They will
the
eat anything. You could spit in the water, they'll eat it. You could throw a Tic Tac, chewed gum, your balls.
You can throw your rope in there.
Yeah, they will come up and nibble.
So is the new saying, life's a P.F. Chang's, go stick your dick in the koi pond?
Absolutely. Well, we can work towards that. Hey, I don't know. That's
on the board.
That's on the board. I like
reeling
that.
Reeling that one back. Reeling it back.
I mean, I do feel like the saying there's plenty of fish in the sea is a little deceiving, because I guess if you put it in human terms, there's There's billions of people on the planet.
Yeah, let's work the metaphor back.
Yeah, I guess let's do work it in human form.
Let's put it into human terms.
I could talk about fucking fish all day.
So you mean like if you put it in human terms, it's like there's plenty of humans on Earth.
Yes, thank you.
That's human terms.
But what we don't realize is that, yeah, that's thinking of the ocean, but sometimes you're stuck in a little pond and there aren't as many fish as you'd think.
And the pond
is what, your town?
The pond is your local saloon.
Okay. Oh, this is like a food desert. You're in like a coochie desert. Right?
Yes. Thank you very much.
Limited supply.
Limited supply.
There may be lots of fish out there, lots of people and mates, potential mates, but you're going to, in your local town, you're going to be running into the same group of people. You're usually partying with the same crew. Like,
right. Yeah. Well, it doesn't also, like, you can meet someone not partying with them. You know, you could meet them. I met my fiance on a flight, for instance.
Okay.
See? Right away, I'm just going to have to flag that one.
Okay.
Be very careful talking to strangers on planes. I don't think...
Hey, chat them up.
No,
I'm not saying don't chat. I'm warning people, if you're looking for love on a plane, just because someone's literally strapped down next to you and legally can't move seats... That's not an invitation for you to marry.
Well, them. I didn't fuck her in the chair, man. I just met her there.
Adam, I know how your brain works. Uh-huh. You're like, perfect. She's trapped next to me for several hours.
That
I'm going to work
not,
this slowly.
That is not how it worked. In fact, I had a girlfriend when we met, and and Chloe is so beautiful. And I like was like, oh God, this is the worst. And we were already on the outs of our relationship, my girlfriend at that time.
Okay. You got no one to catch and release.
Yeah, but I was like, you know what? I'm not gonna. I was still trying to save it, and I was like, you know what? I'm gonna ignore this girl and play 5 hours of Fruit Ninja.
Right.
And so, and in fact, she was like, this guy is a dork. Look at him go. He's just slicing bananas and pears and other fruits. Although getting mad combos.
We all know that. That's a chapter straight out of the book, The Game.
Oh,
yeah. You're sitting next to a babe, play a video game, don't have show her any interest.
Were you starting to slice the fruits like sexually with your fingers on your iPad? Like,
why are you using my tongue?
He's showing her the dexterity. She's like, look at those digits go.
You were flicking the fruit with your tongue?
Obviously. Yeah.
She's like, I've never seen a dude play Fruit Ninja like that. Wow. Yeah.
Whoa. Another high score, I guess.
Uh-oh, another high score.
Sorry.
Quit looking at me. I have a girlfriend.
Quit looking at me.
As you're licking the screen of your phone.
It was an iPad. It was a larger base.
Yeah. Very good. If I saw somebody working their iPad with their tongue, I would fucking
You'd
record
be fully
it.
Erect.
I'd marry
I would
him.
Be pumped. I'd
yeah.
be pumped.
Yeah. yeah. You'd yeah. be like, oh, this guy gets it. Look, that they're going to get married. Those two over there, they're going to get married.
So is the news saying life's an iPad, lick it with your tongue?
Oh, yeah.
Lick it up.
Lick it, slurp it up. Yeah.
Well, here's the other thing about having plenty of fish in the sea. And then speaking about like, you know, your local pond, it's possible to kind of like overfish it as well, right?
Like, well, that's when you become like that big fish in the small pond.
Yeah, but then people I think start, you got to be a real cool customer to be the big fish, because if you're, you know, shagging everyone in your radius, word's gonna kind of get around town. Yeah. Like, this guy lives by the motto pretty hard, and he's, I don't know, are they gonna slut shame you a little bit, dude?
No, it's true. Hey, so you gotta move around.
I think you're saying there's plenty of fish in the sea, but then you're fishing in a pond.
Right.
We're fishing in the sea here, my man.
You can't just hang out in a bay, you know? You have to go out amongst the currents.
Evolve, grow legs, crawl out of the pond.
Oh,
you're now a mud skipper. You're in a river suddenly, and you get spit out to sea.
Yeah.
And there's all sorts of new people.
Right, exactly.
Get your amphibian fuck on. Go land to sea to air, man.
Nothing like sex underwater.
Hey, there's plenty of birds in the sky.
Uh-huh.
Fly somewhere else and don't just fuck the bird next to you.
Well, maybe that's the thing.
Do you think that's the same?
Birds are much more mobile.
Rolls off the tongue.
Especially if the bird next to you doesn't want to fuck you and has broken up with you. Then
right.
Yeah. If that bird is like, hey, get away from me, and you're like, and your wings work, mm-hmm. and your wings work, then you guess what? Flippity flap, soar somewhere else. And have sex with a bird, you know, a few times.
Now you mentioned something very, I think, important there. Because if your wings don't work, you are stuck in the pond. And now you are, you're
now
in trouble.
Is that analogy like your wings? So I said it, and a lot of times
you doubled on it, and I picked up on it. And
a lot of times I say things, and I don't know what I mean. And I think one of the times. So does that mean to you? Because I don't know what it means to me. Does that mean his dick doesn't work, or his like game doesn't work?
And why did you have the bird going back to a pond? Is this a duck? Or
I'm not going to a pond.
I'm sorry. Kyle,
what did I do? What did I do?
Kyle said you do. He's like, you fly back to your pond.
Oh, right. Well, we started as a fish, turned into a mud skipper, and then I thought that evolved into the bird.
No, it didn't evolve.
I thought that if your wings aren't working, you just haven't evolved enough because you haven't waited enough time. That's what I thought was going on. Did I overthink this?
Yeah, I was just like, maybe the analogy doesn't work because guess what? We're humans, you know, we're on land. We're not swimming all over the place.
The evolution thing is huge, right?
Look, there's other fish in the sea and 65 billion years in the making, you're going to find the right
is ours. Fish.
Look, don't worry about the breakup. There's plenty of fish in the sea and you just got to wait around for 65 bill.
Yeah, wait 65 million years until you evolve some kind of lungs that can allow you on the ground, and then you can start messing around with the mammals, baby. Shag.
What was the song? You and me, baby. Nothing but mammals.
Oh, yeah. Alien ant form. Yeah.
Nothing but mammals. We're going to do it like we do on
the it's
Discovery
Bloodhound
Channel.
Game.
Yeah,
thank you. It's the roof game. Is on fire.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty good song.
When that would come on during junior high dances, whew.
The teachers would loop. Nope, that's got to turn that off.
Turn it off.
Cut it. What are they saying? Cut it.
Turn it off. And then the DJ, who's a bad boy, immediately plays, I want to fuck you like an animal.
Oh, man.
Oh, dude, that is a bad boy.
Fuck you from the inside. And they're like, cut it. We're shutting it down.
Cut it.
We're shutting it down. Okay, lights on. No hands on buns.
What's the one song? I know Adam knows this one, where the guy, the opening of the song is a guy who's like, he's like, you make me.
Meek? Oh, that's lit.
You make that's me lit. Come.
That's lit. I know that
that's
one.
Lit.
I love that you were like, Adam knows this one, and I knew it immediately.
That is a terrific opening.
And it also, and you make me come.
Whoa.
And then everyone's like, whoa.
I'm listening.
Turn it off.
He's a bad boy.
Shut it down.
He's a bad boy.
And then guess what? Guess what's on that principal's face? Egg. Because then the next line is, you make me completely miserable.
Wait, you're skipping.
No, you're skipping beats.
He goes, you made me come. You made me complete. So bad boy, good boy.
And then bad boy again. So it was a roller coaster ride. So the principal in this case, he's got egg on his face and he's like, okay. And he's like, shut it off. And then it's like, you made me complete. And he's like, okay. And he's wiping the egg off. He's spinning around. Right, he's like, hey, I'm sorry.
Everyone goes, okay.
I made me completely miserable. And he's like, none of that negativity. Shut it down.
Shut it down.
Well, anyways, after he's saying that, after we found out that he's completely miserable, he's got to realize that there's plenty of fish in the sea.
Exactly. Thank you. The pleasure is ours. Can I bring it back to the sea for a second?
Please, always. Hey, life always goes back to the sea for me.
The fish and the sea? Because when I initially heard that saying, I was wondering, I started to think about how I'm pretty sure all of us missed the wave of dating apps, because I feel like that opens up your sea a little more.
You know what? The only dating app I ever, it wasn't an app, it was a website back like pre-workaholics, was called plentyoffish.com.
Ah! Yes.
Wait, you
right?
were on that? You got on that? I didn't know
yeah,
this about you.
Oh, yeah. I got on that. You didn't really? Know a lot about me
you
back
guys
then,
had girlfriends. Dang, he was dude. Cruising.
Do Dang, tell. Dude,
I did not know this.
I was on it. I never did a date or anything like that. I just kind of like poked around and was like, oh, you got a match. And I was like, oh, what's the match? And then I'm like,
were you like, I doubt it.
You would never get along with me.
Nobody matches me. You don't understand me. My pond is so small.
I don't even have a pond. I fish in my toilet.
I am in my own toilet.
Was Plenty of Fish specifically to find like a life mate? Because I feel like, and I don't know about you guys, but maybe I'm just like building it up in my head, but I feel like these dating apps are just... Mm. Fuck fest, right? Oh,
the swipes. Right.
Yeah,
the swipers.
I think that's been well documented.
Yeah,
right?
Like, well, some of them. I feel like it depends on which dating app. I feel like
Match.com costs like a couple G's or something like that, right?
So yeah, so you're looking for love.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever been dumped before?
No, never. Why?
Yeah, right, wow. dude. Yeah, Uh-oh. You have.
What? Knee-jerk no, I've never reaction. Been dumped.
Yeah.
Can
yeah,
you be dumped?
He's still butthurt about it.
No, I've been dumped. Of course I've been dumped. I've been kicked to the curb, man.
Yeah, did it hurt? Was it a heartbreaker or was it mutual? Like, what happened?
No, it doesn't seem like it's mutual.
There were so many.
Is that why you got on plentyoffish.com? You just were like at a dark place where it's like, nobody wants me?
Well, yeah. Well, yes, dude. That's my life, bro.
Come on, man. That's no, just everybody me, wants you. I want you.
Yeah, so then some. When you heard
I want like, you to dump you
because I've been dumped before too and
oh my God.
I'm really trying to get into the why
I Holy. Think remember I bet Kyle remembers because he went out with me and we got really drunk and then I think you said basically more or less there's plenty of fish in the sea like hey you'll find someone else. And at that moment, I was like, no, she's the one.
Is this at Dave & Buster's by any chance?
No, this was like over by our house in Van Nuys. Yeah, what was that bar we used to go to?
Yeah, the Irish place. We shot in it for Workaholics a few times.
Yeah.
Murphy's?
But I remember it hurt. It didn't feel good to hear that. But then after a few days, I was like, yeah, that is right. There are other people. Because admittedly, there's a million, mm-hmm. I think a million people in the whole world.
I like think least. So. Like, it's,
like at least.
It goes up and
upwards
down.
Upwards
of 1 million.
Yeah there's yeah. like a Lots. Million people out there. So you're going to find another fish, you know, just keep fishing, man.
And then like, and now also like being on that side of all of those dumps and everything, like, mm-hmm. you know, and being so happily many. Married with my, mm-hmm. with my wife and my, mm-hmm. my lovely, my ever loving. It's like, mm-hmm. yeah. There was plenty of fish in the sea, and I found one that I like. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's good. It's good to like the fish you're with.
Yeah.
Like and the I fish you're with.
Delicious fish.
And I don't remember that exactly in your vows, but was that more or less your vows?
It like was more or less.
You're like, hey, there's plenty of fish in the sea. I do know that, but I you found one ever- that I like.
Sweetheart, I've been with catfish. I've been with pufferfish.
I love the idea that we didn't mention catfish in this
catfish. Episode. Oh, oh damn. Fish. Yeah, you got to be
plenty
careful.
Plenty of fish in the sea.
Flounders.
Watch out for the catfish.
Yeah, with all the apps, do be careful because catfish are in the water.
Dude.
Do you guys have any friends who are like deep in the dating app game where you just like bend their ear about like juicy stories of like meetups and stuff? I'm like, so
no, I've had a few buddies that were like Raya guys, which is like an elite one.
Yeah, you have to be
like invited, accepted. You have to have like a certain amount of followers or whatever. And they're like
social currency. Is that what it is?
So I guess so.
Yeah, it's like more like if you're like maybe a celebrity and you might be recognized on the dating app, like it feels safer because it's not just, but I feel like they're just letting
I feel
in.
Like there's also a ton of people on there.
Yeah.
But so, and he showed me like photos of people on there and you're like, oh, this is the way to go if you can get on that one.
Right.
Yeah. There's some good looking fish on there.
Yeah,
that's a nice
some
little pond.
Sea bass.
If you're not a celebrity and you're just rocking the Tinder fest, like...
Yeah.
Still pretty good, right? I mean, that's still.
I think so. I don't think Raya's are all celebrities. I don't think it's like that. I think you can like have unboxing
what
videos.
What is it?
Right. And just, you know, you have a ton of followers because you like unbox some cool videos and you're like, oh, look.
Or you're just super hot I think they'll, if you're like hot enough, you can make it on there.
Oh, you have to have a certain score of hot or not?
Yes.
Aren't invited.
I was just going to say, like, what kind of app would you make? Like, do you think there are hella specific app? Like, you know, like Farmers Only or whatever? Like,
sure.
Is there an app for just like redheads? Because, you know, redheads are going to be
Ginger?
The populations are like going to be gone in 30 years or something like that.
That's what they say. Well, you and Blake need to start
kissing. I guess we have to start kissing.
Durs, are you saying like an app that's like for rare breeds? Like breeding?
Thank you. Yes, breeds.
Like albinos?
Yeah, breeds, like, Hitler.
It's like dog breeding. I've always dreamt of having albino twin gingers.
Right. But like, I don't know if there's a site for like little people or redheads, or how specific are we getting here?
Yeah, like, can you just, even simply, can you dive into the kinks? You know what I mean?
The kink diving app.
I mean, I'm sure there's like furry dating apps, like where you can.
There has to be. There has to be. People are so specific in their kinks.
So is it that there's plenty of apps on the web? Hey, relax, pal. There's plenty of apps on the web.
That's a very good modern twist.
Hey, that is the modern twist. But yeah, because a lot of people, I mean, I don't know. I like to fish. And I grew up fishing. A lot of people didn't grow up fishing. So they're like, plenty of fish in the sea. What the fuck does that even mean, man? Right, I've never even caught a fish.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody uses the internet. So you're saying, hey, there's plenty of apps on the internet.
Right.
And that I feel is the better.
Right. I think web, ending on web or on your phone, I think a nice one syllable word at the end is clean.
There's plenty of app developers
applications.
Out there.
There's plenty of applications on the internet.
There's lots of ideas on the internet and apps, ideas.
There's plenty of apps on your phone, and then also, you know, stop wasting plastics because those go in the sea.
Right.
Yeah, save the ocean, and let's save the ocean.
So, hey, if you're out there and you just got dumped, if you got dumped by your significant other, you're kind of your butt hurt, and you want to try and get them back.
You're super butt hurt because you got your ass dumped.
Yeah, because it's sad. It is sad, and it does feel bad. Go ahead.
It's not a big deal. There's plenty of apps on the web, internet.
Yeah, landing it on that one syllable, baby.
The pleasure is ours.
Web internet.
The pleasure was ours.
The pleasure is ours.